Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of our day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other really cool things you can do, like find out more about our guest this half hour and one of my good friends, Dr. Sheree Carter Scott. There are archives and articles and resources and websites and emails and all kinds of information there about her, including, let's see how many archives we got here. I can't count them all. There are so many of the shows. It's pages and pages and pages of archives of past shows that she's done with us. So you can go back and listen to her magical and intelligent words that she's bestowed upon us over the years. She's the author of dozens of books, including the series of games, like If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules, which is one of my favorite. If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Sheree, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Great to be here.
Well, I got a little bit of a crick in my back earlier. I was carrying all your books in here, and it kind of, so if you write any more books, I'm going to have to get a wheelbarrow or something, or get some help, Sheree. The new one is still, If Life is a Game, These Are the Stories. Is that the newest one?
Yes, it is. That is okay. The newest one, and it's out there, and it's doing well.
All right, that's great. Sheree, one of the reasons, folks, that I like to have Sheree join us on the show, besides the fact that she's a really cool and beautiful lady, but also because she travels the world quite often, and we get to live vicariously through her travels. And so you just got back from Egypt, and I want you to tell us about that trip.
Well, my husband in fourth grade played one of the pharaohs, and since fourth grade he's wanted to go to Egypt. And all the years that we've been together, you know, he's been saying, you know, well, when is the right time? And I said, well, there's probably never a right time, so let's just go. So there were six of us, three men, three women, two couples, two singles, and four of the people knew each other, and the other couple didn't know each other, didn't know the rest of us. And it was a miraculous trip. And on one level, there was total harmony. There were no glitches. There were no issues. People didn't have complaints or judgments about each other. Everybody got along.
What are the chances?
Yeah, for 3 weeks, six people. I mean, that was just really wonderful. Secondly, everybody was totally obsessed with Egyptology, and we didn't know that about each other. You know, we didn't know that there was this incredible interest.
Mm-hmm.
So when we took the cruise from Luxor to Aswan, we had a tour guide, who was actually had his master's in Egyptology, and we called him professor.
Now, Luxor was the original seat, wasn't it, of the country, wasn't it, way back?
That was Thebes.
Oh, was it Thebes? Okay.
Yeah.
Luxor was in there somewhere, wasn't it?
Well,
yes,
but there's more. Anyway, so the professor said to us, he kept saying, now, is that enough? Have you had enough? And we all said, no, more. And he said, well, you aren't the typical tourist. You know, most tourists want a little bit, and then they want to go shop. You know, they want to go drink, or they want to go do something. But you people are, you really like this. We said, we're into it. You know, tell us more. So we were just sponges, kind of insatiable, and loved everything that he had to offer us. And then after we got down to Aswan, we went down to Abu Simbel, which is down at the southernmost part of Egypt before you get to the Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a place that most people don't go because it's remote, it's hard to get to, you know, you have to take a convoy, etc. But for us, it was extraordinary, and one of the things that you don't want to miss when you go to Egypt, because the temple that Ramesses built and the one that he built for Nefertari next door to his was not only built by the water's edge, but when the water, Lake Nasser, started coming up because of the dam, they moved the entire two temples.
Wow.
65 meters up the hill to preserve it. Wow. And that happened in 1965 by UNESCO. So not only was the building of it phenomenal in size and scope, but the actual cutting of it out of the rock and then moving it piece by piece, cataloging it and reassembling it.
Wow.
That took phenomenal.
That took a lot of dedication, and thank goodness the people were interested enough in that in the value of that history to do that.
Exactly, 1,800 pieces.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, that was a great trip. We enjoyed that. Now you told me that you actually have a little slideshow on your website, don't you?
Yeah, if people want to actually see the slideshow, they can go to.
Can they see you in that slideshow as well?
I'm in there.
That's worth the trip, folks. Go ahead, give us the website.
www.homepage.mac.com/Dr. Cherie.
All right. We'll give that out again in a minute, folks. So get your pencils and papers out. You don't want to miss that slideshow. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about licensing opportunities. Maybe some opportunity that you're missing. 22. We'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, the author of If Life is a Game, These Are the Stories. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around. Cherie Carter-Scott is our guest, Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, the author of If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules, and If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules, and If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules. Pick one out. She has one for you, regardless of what your perspective is on life. And it's a great series. Anything that Cherie does is top shelf, folks, and I encourage you to check it out. Cherie, give us your website again, please.
Well, this is the one for the Egypt slideshow.
Okay.
Only. And so this is www.homepage.mac.com/DrCherie.
Now, is that dot Mac as in M-A-C?
M-A-C.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Check that out, folks. And but then you've got also DrCherie.com, right?
Yes, that's the one for me as a personality
for you
without
and the,
Egypt.
And the book and all that, all the books and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cherie, one of the things you've been doing, and you've been talking to us about this for a while. We've been tracking your progress of licensing your own programs to people all over the world, and you've decided that, and I agree with you, that small business owners have opportunities to license what they do. And I'd like for you to talk to us about that, please.
Well, you know, before I wrote the books, and that's when you and I actually got to be acquainted with through the literature. But before
right.
I wrote the books, you know, in 1974, I started this organization on a shoestring as an entrepreneur who didn't know that she didn't know she couldn't do it. And so there I was starting this organization, teaching courses, educating people with everything they needed to know to have successful lives that they didn't teach you in school. And so, you know, teaching it over and over again, you know, starting in 74, expanding nationally in 79 and 88, going overseas internationally, and teaching course after course after course, depending upon who I was working with and what they were doing. An insurance company would bring us in and say, could you please design a whole series of courses for our employees because we're growing so fast we can't train them to move into management fast enough. So all the different projects we had as management consultants and, you know, building the business and building these courses, you know, gave us a library of material that were, you know, as you said, really, really helpful to people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, before the books, really, I've been a teacher. I've been an educator. And
so you knew things and you were selling what you knew, but you hadn't thought about leveraging it through other people in the early days, had you?
Correct.
Now, but then as you accumulated this knowledge and these perspectives, and as you realized that it was helping people, you looked around and said, okay, I'm just one person. I'm 100% extension of myself. How do I fix that?
That's right. And then we tried different models along the years. We hire people and have them as part of our staff. And then we set up regional offices with other people kind of owning their own offices. And over time, we realized that the best approach was to have people really be their own boss. so that they weren't so accountable to us for their production and their quotas and the rest of it, and that's looking over their shoulders, which actually led to the whole licensing program. And licensing people deals with intellectual property, whereas franchising deals with bricks and mortar.
Right.
And it's an important distinction, because as you start looking at leaving your legacy behind and replicating what you do so that other people can do it, you want to look and see, is it intellectual property, IP, or are we talking bricks and mortar? So you have to really look and see what makes more sense for the type of business that you're doing to replicate yourself.
For example, if you have a McDonald's franchise, you have to buy the burgers from them, you have to buy the potatoes from them, you have to buy the bags that the French fries go in from them, the cups, et cetera, et cetera. That's basically what you were calling bricks and mortar. In addition to the processes.
But you also have to put up your building with their specifications.
Right. Exactly. But with licensing, what you're saying is, with licensing, this is where you call it, as my audience has heard me talk about many times before, intellectual property.
Yes. Yes. And that's a whole process that involves registration and attorneys and, you know, making certain that what you're actually granting in terms of licenses has some substance and some content for people.
See, I know people, Cherie, who worked 20, 30, 40 years in the industrial supply industry. They sold wrenches and saw blades and sandpaper and stuff like that. And they were out there duking it out in the marketplace, building their own little company. And then all of a sudden they said, you know, wait a minute. I know some stuff that other people don't know.
Yeah.
And they sold their business. They let their kids run their business. And they literally started selling what they knew to other people who were in that industry.
Yes.
Which is basically what you're talking about.
Yes. And so the interesting thing about the licensing game, if you will, if licensing is a game, will probably be the next book.
That's the next book.
after I get this thing to really fly. Yeah, that could be. The interesting thing about it is it's about leaving a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about not having the business die with you or go to the grave with you. It's actually letting it pass on, passing that torch to the next generation.
But before you pass on, Cherie, I'm not going to let you. I don't want you to go that quick. I want you to hang around some. You and I have a lot more fun to have. Let's don't hasten either one of our demises. But the thing is, it's also about leverage.
Yep.
And I think that's the cool thing. And you know, Cherie, somebody told me one time, the key to real wealth is to make money while you sleep.
Isn't that nice?
And so if you're in my audience, Cherie knows that I don't just talk about how to get rich. You know, there's a lot more to being a small business owner than making money. Although that's very cool. But the thing is that if you can figure out how to leverage other people's energies, which is what you can do with licensing, that's when being in business is really cool. We're going to come right back with our good friend, Dr. Cherie Carter. Scott, she's got more good things to tell us after these messages. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Dr. Cherie Carter Scott is our guest, and she's one of our outstanding Brain Trust members, and she's been with us since the beginning, and we just couldn't do without her. Cherie, thank you for all you do for me, for my organization, and for small business owners all around the world.
Pleasure.
Cherie, let's get back into this licensing thing. And if you can ever get your, if to me, if somebody says, well, why would I want to do this? Why would I want to go to all the trouble to try to develop a licensing organization? That word leverage is the reason to me. And you mentioned legacy. I think that's another good L word. But before you die, you get to leverage.
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, you, and I'm talking to your listeners, have probably spent a fair amount of time learning and developing what they do. And if they have, what do they do with that information, that knowledge, that expertise? They can just say, well, you know, the heck with it. I don't want anybody to have that information. Or they can say, it's worth something. It's worth something for someone else to be able to stand on your shoulders and to use what you've learned to be able to forward what they're doing. So that is, you know, my main thrust is to be able to, number one, help people, but also since I've written these 10 books as well, So, for instance, if somebody wants to teach one of my courses, let's say they want to teach If Success is a Game in Alabama, then they can teach the course because I've put it into PowerPoint with all the trainer notes, mm-hmm. but they also have the book that goes along with it.
You know, Cherie, one of the things that I think prevents people from licensing what they know and putting it together and leveraging it is I think a lot of people get the idea incorrectly. Nobody, you know, everybody knows what I know, and nobody would pay me to hear what I have to say.
That's a good point.
And that's a myth, isn't it?
Well, it's a really good point because we do that ah shucks routine.
Yeah.
And the ah shucks means what I know is common knowledge, and anybody could do that. And I did that myself a long time ago until somebody said to me, wait a minute, you're not getting the picture clearly. You have some information, knowledge, and expertise
right.
that maybe everybody else could have, but they don't. And your ability is something that you can use to teach them. And that was one of the first moments that I had, that I really had something useful for people, and that they wanted to learn those coaching skills. They wanted to learn how to manage their time. And those are things that I really mastered.
Well, I'm glad you gave us that little handle to use. Aw shucks, folks, that's another one. If you start saying aw shucks about yourself, you know, you need to get over that. But, you know, Cherie, another reason why I'm glad you're talking about this today is because you brought up something that I try to talk about often on the show, and that's intellectual property. And that I think that's the key to the 21st century success. One of the keys to success in the 21st century is understanding that we do have intellectual property. We're creating intellectual property, whether we know it or not, and it's time for us for small business owners to start understanding and appreciating the fact that we are creating intellectual property. It's worth recognizing. It's worth defending. It's worth leveraging.
Exactly. I mean, it is what you have developed, and it is what you have to leave behind. And it's so important these days because we have a country that's based on information. It's not based on manufacturing.
That's right.
So that's back 100 years ago. Now what's important is the information that you have that you can actually leverage for other people to use and to build on. So, for instance, my friend Steve Bilo, who is from Alabama, your state, is an ex-chiropractor. He's retired. He's also an entrepreneur, and he's a fascinating guy, and I'd love you to meet him because he's a very cool person. He's so excited about this licensing opportunity for the niche market called chiropractors, because what a chiropractor does is they're dealing in health, but do they have this overall community enrichment program? And that's what we're calling it. It's a community enrichment program in which the chiropractors offer something for the whole community, for them to be able to develop themselves through their wellness program that they will sponsor through their office.
Mm-hmm.
And we're launching this next month.
So it's a give back to the community kind of thing, too.
It is. And it's also to attract people who wouldn't normally go for chiropractic in the first place.
Right. Wow, that's an interesting. And who would have thought that 20 years ago, huh, that you would be doing this?
Exactly.
But only because you had to get over the aw shucks thing, right?
True.
Yeah.
It's true. A lot of us just have that aw shucks thing going on.
Yeah.
What do I know, and who would want to know it?
Cherie, give us your website one more time.
Well, for the Egypt show only, it's www.homepage.mac.com/Dr. Cherie, and my other home page for me is www.drcherie.com.
Thank you, drcherie.com. Thank you for being here. You're the best, and take care of yourself.
Thanks for having me on.
Cherie Carter Scott, ladies and gentlemen. Don't look for her books wherever books are sold. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, don't forget to think about that licensing thing. Get over the aw shucks thing. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.